Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing people. Because you tell your friends, you subscribe, you rate, you review on iTunes, you're just a part of the community. That is why we do what we do, and that's why this show is so successful, because you are amazing human beings. Just wanted to thank you personally and tell you to keep up the good work and say that you are awesome and we appreciate the crap out of you. That said, today we are chatting with Kristen Presley from, she says she's Elvis's daughter. No, I made that up. But she said it's like Presley, so I'm making things up. From My Cleaning Lady in LaPorte, Indiana. They've been doing residential cleaning for the last 5 years, and if you want to get a hold of them, you get a hold of them at www.mycleaningladyllc.org. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Glad to have you, my new best friend. What is going on? How did you get in the cleaning business? How did you get involved with our little show? I need to know everything about your life.
Well, I'm married. I have 4 children.
And girls, boys, what do we got? What are we dealing with over there?
3 girls and 1 boy.
Whew! That poor husband is just dying for some testosterone in there.
Yeah, well, he's all done, so no more children. But I got into this business like everyone else probably. It was a side thing, money on the side. We had a baby, and the job that I was working when I went on maternity leave, I managed a house, or I call it a house, but it's a place for mentally and physically handicapped people that I took care of them. And my individual that I took care of, I managed that house. So I took care of her finances, her groceries, everything basically. And, if the house wasn't staffed, then I would have to kind of stay there for like 16 hours and such, and, without notice. So I quit basically when my maternity leave was over. My manager was like, the house isn't staffed, just so you know. I was like, oh, I can't come back. So we needed money. And I had one house that I cleaned on the side just for extra income at the time. And I was like, well, we can do this. And that's how it started. It was just supposed to still be income, not really a business. And then it somehow turned into a business. And I have no idea what I'm doing.
What made you lose your mind and decide to do this like kind of for real as opposed to just for a couple extra bucks?
Well, because I needed to be able to set my own hours. I had, you know, other children already and they were in school and I wanted to be home at night to make sure that, you know, I could do their homework with them and make them dinner and all that good stuff instead of going and picking them up. Because what I used to do before managing this house, was serve. And so that's what I would probably just go to right away. And I didn't want to be at work until 12, 1 o'clock in the, you know, at night. And have to go pick them up from wherever and drag them home in the middle of the night, basically, and then have to wake them up early to go to school, you know? So I wanted to set my own hours.
Well, that's awesome. As much as I love coaching, I really love coaching moms and people that are, you know, the cleaning business is kind of really given the opportunity to live the life that they want. It's not just impacting your life, but your kids' lives and your whole family. So that's awesome. You, my new friend, are one of the main reasons I got into this business. So honored to be able to help you today.
Thank you.
Well, that said, let's enough fooling around. Let's get to the help. What's going on in your world that I can help you with?
Okay. So like I said a second ago, I don't really have a clue what I'm doing business wise. I know how to clean very well. When it comes to any rest of the part of the business, as far as the hiring process, any systems that are supposed to be in place, I'm really not sure what I'm doing. So I guess the question is, what would be the most important system to have in place, and what is it? How does it work?
Well, first of all, it's like hiring.
It's so hard. I have so many questions. I almost don't know what to say.
Let me start with what you got, and we'll see where it goes from there. First of all, I want to tell you, before you can even ask good questions and implement and get good answers, you've got to have the right attitude. If kind of your foundational beliefs can make or break you, right? If we all believe that the world's rigged against us and doesn't matter how hard we work, we're never going to make any money.
I'm not that type of person.
No, of course not. I haven't got that at all. But if that's a belief, hard for good coaching to overcome that. You're in the opposite camp. You said a couple things that I really want to encourage you on. First of all, not a lot of people are willing to go, I've been doing this for 5 years as a profession and I don't know what I'm doing. I know how to clean and I'm good at it, but when it comes to business, I suck and I'm not that you said this, but I'm dumb and help me. That's a great place to start. That's where I started. And I asked a bunch of dumb questions, and then the more dumb questions I asked, the more I learned. And then I started to ask questions that were slightly less dumb, and fast forward 20 years. I want to encourage you that's and everybody started there, right? Zero people came out of the womb with a briefcase and like an MBA. It didn't happen. So we kind of put this pressure on ourselves as we start a business, like, well, because I started this business, I should magically know everything. And if I don't, I'm a failure, I'm no good. And that really, A, kind of messes with our mind, not healthy, and B, stops us from learning. So you are in the best place to learn, because you have no pride or shame to be like, I'm this or that. And you're just like, I don't know anything. Treat me like a newbie. I love that. So that attitude of, I want to learn and help me, and whatever I need to do, I'll do, is that's the first and foremost thing. With that, we can go far. So wonderful. I'm happy to give you the coaching. I just want folks listening that know everything and aren't coachable and whatever. You know, I've got thousands of people that come to me and listen to me for coaching, and I still have coaches and pay coaches and do a bunch of reading and learning. So the people that think
absolutely.
They're done. And I found that my best clients, the wealthiest ones that are the most successful, are the ones that constantly are looking to continue learning. So the ones that need it the least are the ones that are constantly looking. And then the ones that, need it the most are the least interested. They think they know everything. Oh, I got it. I'm good. I'm fine. I got it. And they never grow. So I just want to encourage you and Cleaning Nation. That attitude is huge. So that said, really in the cleaning business or in any business, and I think I've talked about this before, there's really three things in any business you need. You've got to be able to sell your product or service, right? If no one gives you any money for anything, then that's a tough business. You got to be able to provide it, right? Whatever it is, you got to make it and ship it. Or if it's a service as we are in, you got to be able to provide that service. And then the third thing is you have to account for it, right? You have to have, you know, know where the money's at in order not to go out of business. And that's pretty much every business, not just the cleaning business. In the cleaning business, the accounting is no less important than any other business, but it's pretty simple. I had a car dealership.
The accounting is what I don't know how to do either.
Well, and there's a minimum standard you need. So I'm not saying you don't have to do any of it, but it is, you don't have to have a bachelor's degree and be really good at math or be a C. You don't need any of that stuff. If you're just just based on the fact that we are speaking and your command of the English language is good, I promise you have what you need. So, and for all of you guys out there, I'm always telling you about the Clean Profit Method because I've got all this crap in there. That is, I think we do that on module two, step one, bidding and billing. So, good news is you don't need a lot, but you do need a little. But we're not going to talk about that because it's easy. That's not something that's super tricky. That leaves the other two. We got to make the product or deliver the product and service, and then we got to sell it.
Right.
So if you ask what's most important, those are the two most important, right? It's not like one's more important than the other. If you can't sell it, doesn't matter how good you are at providing the service. And if you can't provide the service, doesn't matter how good you are selling. So they're both important. The selling it comes first, right? No need to clean anything until you can sell an account. So, but the big thing is people get confused and like, oh, the business is so complex and there's so many things to learn. And blah, blah. True. But when you come down to it, really the only things, once you handle the accounting, which is not a big deal, all there is how do I get customers to give me money for the service and how do I provide the service? That's it. That's the only two things that you need. So before you get confused or think it's too hard, once you create systems for both of those things to attract and train and keep the best talent, i.e. employees, and systems to attract and attract and keep the best customers, that's it. And that's not easy, right? I'll make it sound like it's no big deal and you'll be rich in two seconds.
Oh,
but
no,
that's it. It's not more than that. So once you do those two, That's really it. So to answer your question, those are the two main systems. Which of those are you struggling with most today? And I'll see if I can give you get you a head start on that.
I would definitely say the employee aspect of that. I usually get the accounts. Now, I don't do a lot of, if any, marketing. I know that's but I put off because I don't want to get more than I can handle because I don't have employees.
All right. That's a, you just said something that's huge. And I deal with this every day with 50, if not more, percent of my customers. I want to hire more people, but I'm afraid to hire people because I don't have the work, but I'm afraid to go get work because I don't have any employees to clean. Therefore, I'll never grow. So again, that's an attitude issue. If we get the right attitude, that's half the problem right there. Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. The right attitude is I need systems that are constantly attracting employees. Mm-hmm. Systems, not you going out there like, hey, will you work for me? Hey, will you? Not that. That's not a system. I mean, that's a system. It's just a lousy system.
Right.
Automated systems that don't involve you or involve you very little, attracting employees, and they need to constantly be running in systems that are constantly attracting customers. So what people generally do is they get it with the customers. Like, I get it. I always need customers. But then they don't do it. They're like, well, I'm so busy and I can't keep up, blah, blah, blah. So they stop their systems, which kills them. Mm-hmm. And then with employees, they have this fallacy of, quote unquote, I'm fully staffed. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You are never fully staffed. Even if you have all the positions that you need filled, those people are going to quit, get hit by a bus, get sick, not come in, find a better job, have babies, whatever. There's 1,000 things that they're going to leave. And also, if we're honest, nobody has, say you've got 7, how many employees you have?
Two.
Even at two, well, two maybe, right? But even then, I'm going to take a bet. And you don't have to answer because if they're going to listen to this podcast, we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Rarely does anyone have all A employees, right? If they've got 10,
right,
it's usually like, I've got two A employees that I love, if you're lucky. And then I've got, 6 or 7, some Bs, maybe some B minus. They're good. They could be better, but they're good. And then if I'm really honest, I've got a couple like D and F players that really shouldn't be here. Obviously with two that, you may not have that full range, but that's very common even if you just have 10 employees.
Right.
So if you're constantly bringing in people, you want a constant stream of people like, hey, this is an A+ candidate, right? I think this guy or gal would be an A+ employee. Well, let's get rid of the guy or gal that we know is a D or C performer, an F performer, and give this A+ candidate an opportunity. And maybe that A+ person is a fake and he really turns out to be a D or C. Well, at least you've got a D or C now. Why not? It can't get any worse. So you always have to be hiring, right? You always have to have qualified people coming to you. And as you get bigger, once you get over like probably 40 employees, especially if you're growing, you always need new people because there's always churn and you're growing. So you need new staff. So you just don't fall for the, when I need a person, I'll put in an ad or I'll start a process. Cause you don't need, usually what happens is people don't quit one at a time. They quit in bunches. So you go from having 7 employees to having 3. Yeah. And everyone's like, how could have I possibly known 4 people would quit? Well, how long have you been doing this? 5 years. When's the last time 4 people quit? 6 months ago? Well, the first time, shame on, them. After that, shame on you. You should have known better. So we act like, how could have I ever known an employee was going to quit? And then they quit. And you're like, I didn't see this coming. But they always quit. You should have seen it coming. So all that to say, you have to have a system in place all the time that's constantly bringing you a steady stream of qualified applicants to work for you and employees and customers to buy from you. What happens is, and this is what's going to kill, or what does kill small business owners, is, oh my gosh, we got a bunch of new work. I need employees. I'm going to run and get employees. I'm going to spend all my time getting employees. And they drop the getting work ball, right? That flywheel. Mm-hmm. They spend all this time and effort getting to move with getting customers coming in, stops moving because they're now focused on employees. And they do that for a month or two. And guess what? They get employees, right? It's a stressful month, but they do it and they're happy and everything's great. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I've got all these employees. And a couple of people quit because I was too busy fooling with hiring employees. Oh, I got to go get more work. So then they drop everything they were doing with the employees and all that momentum and the beginning. And they start all over pushing the new flywheel. And they go back and forth from, oh my gosh, I need employees to, oh my gosh, I need customers. And they never get like, why am I always in this terrible position? Well, you're always in this terrible position because you need to, you know, you don't have to have seven. It's not like you're that guy on, you know, the late night show trying to spin 27 plates. You got two plates, right? You got to keep employees and you got to keep customers. That's it. So first and foremost, you need to have those systems running all the time, whether you need, quote unquote, need them or not. Second, you have to have a system. So we are going long. This is covered in depth. All of steps 7 and 8 in the Clean Profit Method are exactly how to get an applicant avalanche, how to write an ad, how to do your application to interview, group interviews, how to hire the best, 3 P's to a perfect start, everything you need. I'm going to give you a quick summary because I've gone too long and I still want to hit the lightning round to get some of your feedback. So the big thing is, you want to write a hiring ad that is conducive of your core values. So many people write the same boring, crappy ad that says something like, you know, want to get paid for training? You know, local cleaning company seeks to hire hardworking individual. And it's the same stupid ad that they read. And you're competing with all these other terrible ads. And your ad is just the exact same. You're like, why can't I get any good applicants? Well, because you're applying for vanilla people, right? Your ad's the same as everyone else. You need an ad that's super core values based. So mine might say, you know, are you, let's see, what would I do if I was trying to hire someone for like, are you the funniest, best looking person you know? Okay, you don't need to be best looking, but damn it, you need to work your ass off. If you want to go to work, get paid really well, work around the coolest people in the whole freaking universe, and have a good time and be crazy successful, we need to talk right now. Stop doing what you're doing. Call me or you're going to regret it until you die. Go. Like, I just made that up. But you see how that's so much more compelling than local podcaster seeks, you know, hardworking loser to do loser tasks. You know, that's not interesting. So start with an ad that's core values based, right? You got to know who you are. And the big lie that we tell ourselves is it's money. I don't have enough money. If I could, if you pay $11, if I could pay $12, I'd get people.
Yeah,
if you
no,
pay
12, I, you say, if that I could pay 13.
It's crazy. You got to pay fair, right? You can't try and get slave wagers and take advantage of people. It's not going to work. But trust me, there's crappy $20 an hour employees and there's crappy $12 an hour employees, and just waving the magic wand of throwing money at it does not turn a bad employee into a good employee. It just turns a bad employee to an overpaid bad employee. So the difference is we are going to sell them on an experience, an environment, a community that's special, that they can't get anywhere else. A boss that appreciates them and loves them and cares about them, and a community that loves about them and cares about them, and doing work that matters for people that they care about. That's what we're selling. That's what you want to communicate in your ad and your entire hiring process. I can almost guarantee you all of your competitors, unless they're Clean Profit Method members or listeners of the show, have that same boring ad. So it's very easy to stand out and be awesome. But start with the ad and just be core values based in your entire process. So that's a huge big thumb overview. Any questions or rude remarks or comments before we hit the lightning round? I give you a chance to talk a little bit.
No, I don't think so. I think I've got that.
Okay. And it takes a while, right? Good Lord. If I could solve everything in one podcast, this thing, we'd have done our one like a long time ago and that'd be that.
Right.
We get this problem solved in little bits, not in big, you know, big chunks. Okay. Enough of that. Let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to be quiet, believe it or not, for 2 seconds and give you the opportunity to share some of your experience with Clean Nation. 3 quick questions, 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, never stop learning.
Never stop learning. Says the girl on a podcast trying to learn right now. I love that you didn't just hear it. A lot of people hear good stuff, but you're like, I'm going to implement. So well said. Hear. Nice job on hearing and implementing. Question number 2. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe the rest of us can steer clear of it.
Oh, man. selling myself short and hiring on the spot, selling myself too short, bid-wise.
Got it.
And then I now know not to do and how not to do it. and then hiring people just too quickly because I'm in a hurry to find someone to help.
I call that the warm body syndrome, and you are not the first to fall prey to it, sister. So I'm glad that you identified that. And you're going to be shocked, Kristen, but you are not the first person to have hired somebody on the spot because they needed somebody. So believe it or not, other people have made that same mistake. Who would have guessed?
That's a terrible one to make.
It is awful, and it is so tempting. It is just like drugs, right? I know it's bad for me, but it's right here, and I'm going to try it, and my life will get better, and it doesn't.
If I can just get through these 2 weeks or something.
Yep. That's the bane of the sad entrepreneur. If I could just get through, as opposed to if I could just create a system that actually worked and had a bunch of good applicants staring at me as opposed to losers, that's the right, if I could just. All right, enough of that. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation could put into practice right now to make their life or business just even a little bit better? So it doesn't have to be huge or earth-shattering, just something easy to implement right now. They could just like do it and their life will be, or their business will be just a tiny bit better.
Oh, that is that's kind of a hard question. Okay. Well, kind of what I said in the first question, don't stop learning. If you're not learning, you're dying, and you don't know what you don't know. So keep learning.
Beautiful. All right. So let's just to make it easy. How? What's the one thing you could learn? A podcast, a book, a resource? You tell me, what's the one resource someone could go get right now? Would help them, you know, make their life a little bit better, and they could take your fantastic learning advice.
You know what? I've been, like I said, I've been listening to your podcast for a while here, but that doesn't help people who are already listening to it. So I don't know if anybody's familiar with Debbie Sardone. I've been listening to some of hers as well.
Not only am I familiar, I just had dinner with her 2 weeks ago, and she's been a guest on this podcast.
Really?
And in addition to being really bright when it comes to residential, so she's if you've got a maid service and you need some loving and you're sick of hearing my nasally voice, Debbie is just the nicest human being in the face of the planet. I love her as a human. Her and her husband are just great people, and she is so smart. So absolutely couldn't agree more. Don't know what her show's called, but if you Google Debbie Sardone podcast, you will find her, and she is awesome and fantastic. Tell her I sent you and said hello, and you will not waste your time. All right. That's it. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. And I got to tell you, you're like just air of humility. That's a biblical concept. And God says he opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. I love your humility and just like, I don't know anything. I want to learn. I want to like call you back in 3 years, and I guarantee you're going to be like the smartest gal in the room, because just that attitude will pay off. So thank you for being on the show and sharing, kind of being vulnerable and just sharing who you are and where you're at in your business. If you want to check out Kristen's show notes page, the special video I made you with all sorts of cool tools and tips and tricks and basically everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.